Welcome all you lifers out there. It is MMA Mondays done on a Sunday again here with the boys. I don't know if you've been able to check out the Lifers Podcast, lifers out there. The website we got, liferspodcast.com. Check it out. We got merch. We're working on our merch, but Lifers merch, there's plenty of right now. Use MMA Mondays as your promo code. You will get 10% off. So you can have a little quarantine savings right now for you and the fam. And so with that being said, Papa Josh here. We got Mikey C, Tony Clark in the building again. Boys, we all missed this fight night that just happened. But, of course, because of the internet, we were able to obviously see some of these fights and the highlights. Some great, you know, great little upset for, I think, even though Brunson really necessarily wasn't an upset, but he
I would call it an upset.
You know,
maybe you shouldn't have called it an upset, but I would call it an upset.
Initially, like, I felt like it was an upset, but in hindsight of seeing the guy, caliber of fighter that he is, honestly,
100%.
It shouldn't have been an upset. Like,
Like the hype you're getting coming in there,
you
know, everybody thought. Let's be honest. Like, I pulled it before the fight. Nobody was picking Brunson. Like,
I didn't know.
Yeah, nobody was picking Brunson, unless you were his friend or something like that.
And I think a lot of it was also the level of fighter that people thought Shahbazyan was, and the hype that he had coming with him, being this young kid who was just destroying people too.
Yeah,
you know, on a guy that's, again, I think people maybe overlook some of the people that he fought that he's been in scraps with. And so they figured that this was going to be the thing that propels this kid even higher if he can do the same thing to him. And unfortunately,
and you know, give him credit. You saw him in the first. If I went back and watched the fights from the main card, like, you see him in the first round, and he's clean.
Yeah.
His boxing was on point. He was throwing good combos. He wasn't overextending. It's just once Brunson started to mix in the wrestling, I don't think Shahbazyan could keep up.
Nah, he was the level changes were great on his end.
Right.
Again,
right.
A little bit of the Whitaker kind of strategy where he was He was mixing it in, man, and landing heavy shots. Though, I mean,
yeah,
you know, they're 185ers, so these guys can throw. And fucking Derek Brunson's.
And I was making fun of Derek Brunson before the fight because I hate the way he strikes. He's like real neck back, really extending, I hate watching.
Whitaker does that too a little bit too.
That's why they get clipped, because they come in super aggressive like that. But I mean, it worked for him. Once he started mixing the wrestling and then killed him in that second round, I was like, I can't believe I let him go out for that third round. He was getting fucking destroyed in that second round.
Yeah, surprising if they didn't stop it then. But
yeah, he's a young guy,
right?
I'm sure he'll bounce back.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah. Brunson?
He's been for 10 years, and he's been
I think he's – was he
– No, that's the thing. Like, he's a legit vet. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He's a legit vet. He's fought a lot of names, a lot of former champions, et cetera. we all should put more respect on Brunson
I forgot.
I know. Y'all must have forgot.
Yeah, I forgot that he had a four fight in a row knockout streak.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll caveat that Uriah Hall loss because I've watched it several times. He didn't hit him one time when he dropped him. Like, he dropped him and then he jumped on him. He literally missed every shot. And then Herb pulled him off. It was like five shots. And he's like, pew, pew, pew. I don't know what was going on, but it is what it
fast,
is.
Though. They look really fast.
Right. No. Had he landed, he might have, you know, killed him.
Put him out of
crazy.
That's the only caveat I'll throw in there, but he still won. So
I think he gets gas to him next, personally.
I mean, honestly, that makes the most sense. That makes a lot of sense. But I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with Gastelum. Not that he's bad, but like, he just had two really fall flat performances, and you just gotta wonder. Like,
I mean, the Brunson stylistically would be a great fight for him to just
100%. Again, you want to do all this? I slip you one time, and you know, Kelvin's got that good slip hook, like.
And both got good wrestling too, so it's like
right. I don't know though, because like, as much as I would say I'd be less worried about the wrestling, the reason he lost that Chris Weidman fight is because Chris Weidman was bigger than him. So once he was able to shoot on him, he couldn't, like, once he got him down, he was on him.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So, yeah, it's weird. I mean, I think you're right. I think, Mikey, that's a pretty good matchup in itself.
I agree. It helps both.
If Brunson can beat Kelvin, he'll keep climbing. Unfortunately, Kelvin will fall, which would suck. But if Kelvin beats Brunson and it's a dominant performance, I think for both fighters, regardless, you know, whoever wins, if they can show that they have a dominant performance against each other,
yeah, it would definitely
be back, at least in the mix of getting to title contention again, probably after a couple fights. Yeah, man, that 185, it really, you know, I feel bad for for Shabazi. You know, Shabazi, and I think
22 years old, he'll be back.
Exactly, you're young, man.
Yeah, he's good. He'll be all right.
You know, it's the memes that had to come out though, of course, to just troll Ronda a little bit.
100%, yeah. That's how it goes from daily.
He'll never catch a break.
Right? Oh, no, poor Ronda. But she, you know, I think everybody knows.
She don't need no breaks, but she fine.
Right? She be all right. She be all right. What else happened in that fight? Or in that card? We had Vicente won his fight.
Yeah, Green, right? Versus Randy Brown. Second round TKO. Looked clean. Looked Ooh. Classic Vicente. Like, his kickboxing is just so good.
He doesn't move his head much, and we were anticipating that Randy would pop his jab out a lot more and keep that range, and then he could have, but those leg kicks added up.
Yeah, and I'll say that even if he did start to pop his jab, he's so lanky. I don't feel like he put a lot of power behind it, so I don't feel like it would have slowed Vicente down. Like, with, like, you know, when you're coming forward, you got to hit him with something hard that's going to make him stop, like, you know, being aggressive towards you. I don't think he would have hit him with something like that. He really needed to get him down, I think, to the ground, because I think he would have done better on top.
Randy on top of
Yeah, not that Vicente is a slouch or anything, but he's just so lanky. That'd be more of a problem than staying on the feet.
You think how good he really is too, you know, Luque.
For sure.
He's looking good.
He's got high profile fights or high profile losses in the UFC.
100%.
Now, you know, speaking of that 170 division, I think who was Luque's opponent before that they went to war? And I can't remember.
Stephen Thompson. Oh, was it Price? Oh, wait, yeah.
Nico Price. He threw his name to fight Kamza.
He did.
He offered that.
I mean, Price is good off his back. I don't know how much you can be good off your back while you're getting mauled. Never seen it happen before. But,
for me, it's like, it's funny. Someone asked Dana White if Kamza should fight somebody within the top 15 or top 10, I think they said.
I would say top 15.
And we discussed it. And I for sure think he should fight somebody in the top 15. Top 10, I mean, I think I'd thrown out like Damian Maia or something, which is he's
Michael Chiesa. Michael Chiesa is like 9 or something right now. Like, I could see it comes up. Michael Chiesa, no problem. Like,
the mauling.
He's stylistically good for a lot of fights. I feel like he won't be in a lot of danger unless he gets to the top.
Right. Right.
For sure.
No, he's like you know, all the big, heavy, grapple-based slash maulers. Honestly, just going with the Russians, like Islam Makhachev and Khabib, they you know, they maul people on the ground, and as long as they can get it to the ground, I mean, the other person has to fight perfect. That's the key. Yeah. If you don't fight perfect, then I'm going to maul you. Like, that's –
Well, your defense, your takedown defense has to be on point. And, I mean, you know, he was doing some of the right things, it looked like, when he was trying to, you know, avoid Khabib, and he stuffed, you know, those takedowns in, what was it, the third round
he wasn't looking the worst on takedown defense
ground. The level of grappler that Khabib is, you know, it's just on another level. So even the things that you feel you're doing right, he knows the little nuances that just help him excel and keep climbing and transitioning to where he wants to be on top of you and put his weight on top of you.
Right.
So, which is, you know, I mean, Khamzat, he's doing a little bit more damage. It seems like, I feel like Khabib's a little bit maybe.
Yeah. More strategic. He's more Khabib. I'd say Khabib's more controlling.
Yes.
Khamzat is more like damaging
right now, and the length really helps with that too, man.
Right. Obviously, they're different sizes, different builds.
Sure. Like, but I mean, just in like the length of his, like if you notice, like he's got long arms. Like, it seems like he's got a pretty good reach on him. So, for him to just, you know, if you're a little bit maybe shorter arm, stockier, 170 pounder, it's going to be rough, man. I feel like, you know, his wrist control and all that shit. He knows how to wrestle, man. These guys, these Chechnyans don't fuck around.
The dog is tiny handcuffs, bro.
So, Mike, we didn't get to talk last time, but what do you think of Khamzat right now and kind of the wave that he's been on lately?
I mean, I think it's super gangster that he fought at 185, 10 days later, fought at 170, and then won both fights by finish in the first round. He got two strikes landed on him.
Both but, technically short notice fights as well.
Mm-hmm. Full time. So that's very, very impressive. He deserves all of the fame and attention that he's getting. I feel like he's taking it wrong, but who cares? Because he's getting a little wild with what he's saying.
Yeah.
Very wild. But hey, I mean, you gotta market yourself some way. If someone gave me the mic as I was on fire, I'd act like a fool.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. No, anybody who doesn't, and then they're like, well, the UFC is not giving me fights, or people aren't, they're not tuning in to me for whatever reason. You gotta set it up. But more people are following Khamzat now than ever. Like that was the time to call your shots. So now he's out here going crazy on social media, but now social media is blowing up. Like he was at a little bit above 100,000 maybe before these last two fights and stuff, and I've watched his social media. He's at least at 300,000 by now. So it's like something crazy. Shoot your shot and then talk your shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, the biggest thing too is if you're backing it up, right? So I mean, Kobe talked all that wild shit, and he's literally one of the best welterweights right now. You know, he's the only. I think he's one of the only guys to have had Kamaru Usman lose rounds.
He was 4-1 on rounds against Kamaru Usman, and you know Kamaru Usman hasn't lost any rounds to anyone.
So it's like, you know, the amount of people that have talked shit. Sean O'Malley, he didn't really necessarily talk shit, but very confident, very fucking.
You know,
he's just strong. You got to be able to perform in the end, obviously. And Khamzat right now,
100%.
You know, that he can perform. Bro, Reese McGee, is no slouch. Like, he had a bat. Like, I've seen some of his fights. And he had a little bit of the hype towards him. Unfortunately, just Khamzat, just.
You put two beasts against each other, one of y'all got to fall, I guess.
But I think you're right, though. Kiesa, if he's at 9, Kiesa would be perfect
for him. Oh, I mean, what's Luque? Luque's got to be ranked, right?
Yeah, he was 15. He was 15.
Fuck it, Luque. Khamzat Luque. Like, that'll get you right into the rankings. It's 15, so it's not too far. And we all know Luque don't fuck around.
No.
He's so, lame. Like, yeah.
He's lame,
baby. I'd aim a little bit higher. I'd go for a Pettis.
I'm not saying, first off, he'll kill Pettis. Pettis is over here trying to do old guy fights with Anderson Silva. Like, let's let Pettis.
Number 7.
Come back. Come back to
we can't hear you. Get close to the...
I'm confused why Conor McGregor is number 7 in multiple.
Yeah, he moved up in the rankings too, which is crazy. Like, wait, how you not Conor? Fight and move up? Yeah. He said he was retired. They moved him up in the rankings.
Damien said he's retired. Why is he even still in the rankings then?
They just love him.
Because he never actually pulled out, I guess, of the, like, official rankings and whatnot.
I get the whatever.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah. But when you can do whatever you want with Conor McGregor.
That's true.
Literally.
Right, so it looks. I mean, 170 right now is looking pretty solid. I mean, Kamaru's got most likely he'll probably
Burns
Gilbert, next, and then depending on how that goes. I mean, Khamzat keeps fighting the way he does and can destroy some people in the top 10.
Oh my god, I would love to see Burns and Khamzat. That would be amazing because Burns has been on fire.
Well, he's not. Even if he loses this, and let's say he goes back down, Khamzat has to go through him to get to Kamaru.
Yeah. No, just imagine the future Khamzat fights. Honestly, that are coming up with Burns and Usman and Covington. Like, they're just all even Luque still all of them. They're the welterweight division is definitely it's pretty solid. I argue it's right there as good as the lightweight division in my opinion.
I just don't like seeing Kamaru in the top, and he's won 12 straight in the UFC. That's
you got to be able to stop him. Yeah,
exactly.
The only person that's going to be able to deal with him is another wrestler.
Yeah, Kobe showed that. Kobe showed that.
There's no other wrestlers at the moment in the top 10.
No, no, no. It's just him and Kobe, and then you'd have Burns who would try to see if he could outstrike him. The problem with Burns is if Usman can get him down, Usman's still so much bigger than him, I feel like he would. I know Burns has great jiu-jitsu. Yeah, I know Burns has great jiu-jitsu, but, like, Usman's just too big. Like, if he gets on top of him, I think he'll be all right. I think he'll be able to survive any of the grappling exchanges, and he'll just beat him up.
Exactly. I agree.
Fun fact, Khabib and Usman are 12-0 in the UFC.
Makes sense.
What was Tony before he
12-0
lost?
12-0 as well.
He's 12-0, right?
In the UFC.
No, but he was 12-0 at the time.
Oh, straight.
Yeah, it's crazy.
12 straight.
Who was I talking to? I forgot who I was talking to. We were talking about like the win streaks you have to get on now to get a title shot is ridiculous. Like it used to be, you could get like a 3-fight win streak and you're getting a title shot back in the day. Now you gotta get like 7-8.
Leaving.
Yeah.
Leaving. He got one after his debut. They gave him a title shot next.
Yeah.
You know,
Joe Soto. You know, you wait for somebody to get hurt. You might come on over from Bellator to UFC, get that immediate title shot versus TJ Dillashaw. Makes no sense. Goes the whole fucking 5 rounds almost.
I like him to.
It's head kick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
got a shot.
But now dudes are having to go on like, minimum, like six.
What happened? Pettis's fight. Pettis couldn't agree to enough money for the Khabib fight, but we know how bad
that is. Right. Yeah. He saw, but you know, they were all like, fighting for it after the thing, because I know Felder won it, but then the commission said he's not ranked, and you're just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
dumb.
I would have liked to see Felder fight Khabib just as much as I Clinton for sure. I'm just saying, like, at the time, I would say Felder of late has been way more like of a monster than at that time, I think. But I still would have rather. I would have liked to see Felder easily again, just as much as I can.
Felder, right?
Yeah, he said he would come back, but it has to be the right fight, kind of thing. Yeah. Not even money. He just said, like, I'm sure he would like to rematch Hooker. I'm sure.
Well, he talked about if Tony wanted to fight somebody, I mean, he'd be down to fight Tony.
I mean, I'll say this: as much as I would joke about Felder, Felder's he's legit. Like his kickboxing is phenomenal.
It's
like,
just you can tell
hard to put
just
out.
No, when people agree, they're just never gonna maybe get to that upper echelon enough to compete maybe for a championship unless certain things align. But I mean, especially
you can't sleep on Poirier either. Poirier is on fire.
Oh no, Poirier is legit. Like he's like vice principal.
Poirier.
Like, if Khabib's the principal, good luck. Like with fucking Poirier. Like,
Poirier and Tony would be a great fight.
Khabib's just Justin Gaethje just on a great streak outside of his Poirier loss.
100%. I think Poirier would beat him if they fought again. That's just my opinion. Now, I will say, we have a more patient Gaethje, a less. Now, even when I'll say this, like, he had been patient until he got in there with Tony. When he got in there with Tony, that first round, he was like, I'm about to take this man's life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in here, I'm going to take this man's life. He was hitting that man. I don't think I've ever seen somebody, like, when you're listening to it, especially because there was no crowd, and you were listening to it, and it's like, he's hitting him as hard as he possibly can. Like, that shit, it was horrible to listen to because it just sounded so bad. Like,
that's why I think it felt even worse when you see him just get cracked in that last round and him just shaking his head. Like,
I know.
It was like Tony wasn't, like, that wasn't Tony doing that. Like, that was his body saying.
Robbie Lawler, Roy McDonald, once that shit just finally breaks out, bro, like, it's no matter how tough you are, you can't stop it. Like,
That was a rough go, man. Whew, fuck. But, I mean, yeah, that one helped the vibe right now.
That Tony Ferguson cutting weight two, three weeks before that fight.
Effect. Like a fool. For sure. Without a doubt. He looked skinnier.
Division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get paid for it. You're just wanted, like, I'm better than you.
Yeah. No, like, only a savage would cut weight when they didn't have to cut weight. Only a savage.
I really thought he was going to break Gaethje. I really did. I still think he has
I agree. And even, you know, I went back and listened to an interview he did with Ariel last week. And he's like, you know, like, it's just when you take that fight on short notice and you've been preparing for Khabib the whole time and then you get fucking Justin Gaethje, that's a whole mm-hmm. the fucking animal that I need to prepare for. I'm sure he would bring in people that hit hard, leg kick hard. You know what I mean? To help him prepare for the camp. I'm sure he would just go with really heavy wrestling based people.
Pressure cutters.
Those calf kicks are killer.
Yeah, I love calf kick to like right around the ankle kicks. Like you don't really get people that kick really low, but like you can't check that. So like swing low, like don't go high, go low.
Well, I was listening to the weigh-in podcast. I think they were talking about that. Maybe it was them or somebody else, but they were talking about just how the thigh kicks aren't as prevalent anymore because a lot of times at first it's a thicker muscle, but then it's not as vulnerable as like the calf. Yeah. The calf.
As soon as somebody checks that thigh kick, you're gonna stop throwing thigh kicks.
Yeah,
but you can't really check an ankle to calf area kick. Speaking of somebody that was on this card this weekend, Chris Gutierrez, he won his last fight via TKO from leg kicks. He was doing good with him this time, but the guy he was fighting on the prelims, Chris Gutierrez, he's fighting Cody Durden.
Okay.
Oh, that went to a draw. I thought he won. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's right. I feel like he won the decision, but I don't. That's what it's saying on MMA fighting, but I felt like he won at the end of the fight, but maybe it was. I'm not sure. But regardless of all that, his leg kicks are like so good, and he throws them real low, and he throws them consistently, and there's only been one other person I've really seen that throws good low leg kicks, and he was in Bellator, but I don't remember his name. But he was throwing them at this guy's ankle, and like after the second one, like the guy was fucking done. It was crazy.
Jeremy Stephens is throwing them really well against Gilbert Melendez.
But it's Gilbert Melendez. Scrap Pack don't check leg kicks. We already know.
Anybody
Scrap Pack, they're not checking leg kicks. You might as well just chop that shit up. They box and do jujitsu.
So I think we might have spoken already about it, but what do we think now that we know it's set October 24th for Khabib Gaethje with the loss of his father and everything that's happened so far and everything that's been happening lately with this pandemic? What do you think about Gaethje, Khabib? Do you think Khabib can get through Gaethje to potentially be 30-0 against GSP if it's up to him?
All due respect, rest in peace to a legend, wonderful man in the MMA community and in Russian martial arts. But it doesn't change the result.
Yeah.
The second he can't take Gaethje down, he's in for hell. I'm sorry.
You think he can't take Gaethje down, though?
I don't think
he said if he can't.
If he can't.
Standing with Gaethje.
Yeah.
If he stands for more than 5 minutes, he's getting hurt.
He stood with everybody. Like, you know, he has confidence in his boxing, I'm sure.
Of course.
But that's only because you can take anybody down. If you can take anybody down, then you can throw whatever you want to because you're not worried about getting hit. Because if you miss, you just fucking, I guess I'm doubling you.
Yeah.
That being said, I agree 100%. If he can't take Gaethje down, Gaethje's going to fuck him up. You can do all this shit you want to. I like Kenta and pop a jab. You think that shit's cute. You can like hook, shovel, uppercut Conor McGregor. That shit's cute. You stand with Gaethje, Gaethje's going to fuck him up. That's on everything. Like, it's not even a contest.
Now, do you think, so this is my thing, right? Do you think Gaethje's striking is better than Conor's?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
It's harder than Conor.
Right. It's just all like stylistic preference. Conor McGregor is built to, if he misses that like long straight, like you can duck under and then take him down, probably.
Yeah.
Like Gaethje's more like a tight knit boxing, hooks, like uppercuts. Like he's not really throwing like long shots to where he might be taken down easier.
Yeah.
He's throwing more in tight, like close to the body, but whether or not that'll affect him getting taken down, you know, all that kind of stuff is yet to be seen with somebody like Khabib.
I think Conor has a little bit longer reach, right, than Gaethje?
Yes. Yeah. So, maybe. I'd have to look at that, but maybe.
Put it like this. Conor is a 45er. Conor has power at 45.
Right.
Conor, I don't think, stiffens anybody in the top 10 in lightweight.
Conor.
I mean, he took out Eddie Alvarez, who was a 155er, and he pieced his ass up. And when you think about when he fought Nate Diaz, who's somebody who fights at 170 as well, He pieced his ass up and dropped him a few times.
I don't think he actually dropped Nate Diaz. I think he did hit Nate Diaz. He maybe stunned him, but I feel like Nate wanted him to come to the ground, so he was trying to like bait him in a little bit.
I mean, he got dropped that, twice.
No, I know. I'm not gonna say like they weren't, but like you dropped him twice. But that's all you did. That was like the whole fight was that he just dropped him twice. Like, let's be honest.
Well, after that he was
surviving. After that was a yeah. You know what I mean? After that was a fucking brawl. Like. And you hit him with everything you possibly had in the first fight, and you couldn't put him down. And so, like, Conor's strong. Conor won't be champion again unless he goes to 45. That's it.
Period. And he's not
going
to go. Taking big money fights, and that's it.
And that's fine. But just understand, you won't be Khabib. Yeah, but at least with Volkanovski, you could chat Mendez him. You keep him at range, kick him to the body, slow him down, stuff like that. And he got hurt by – he got a little bit stunned by Aldo – and stuff like that. So if he can get stunned by anybody else than Conor, like then Conor can definitely stun him. But he won't be champion as long as Khabib is champion, as long as Kamaru Usman's champion at either of those weight classes, period. Sure. That's their worst style matchup you could possibly have.
But I do agree. I think if Khabib can't take Gaethje down, obviously, I think everybody is for the most part on that same sentiment where that's kind of been the case for him in a lot of his fights. Like, if he couldn't take these guys down, he wasn't going to be successful.
All his fights are 50-50, except they're not. So, like, if he can't take you down, then you have to worry about, huh?
Like, one takedown, 55-40.
Yeah, exactly.
Another takedown, 60-40.
Yeah, like, if he can't, then yeah, but who stopped him, you know?
Because it's his weight. And he's probably at least 175, 180 by fight night.
I would argue probably higher than that. He's a thick dude.
And he's laying on top of you, and you're carrying his body weight. Like, he'll put his weight on you just so you
try to get your way back up. Like, yeah, he'll let you try to get up, sweep your arm under you, just to let you expend that energy. Go ahead, zap your stamina bar down.
I mean, if you think about it statistically, I guess I can say Usman. Let's just go with Khabib. Khabib has taken little to no damage, will not have CTE, and has one of the most prestigious records of all time.
Yeah.
100%.
If you win, it's 30-0, it'll be one of the best.
That is one of the cleanest MMA careers you can have. You know, Conor's taken a few hits to the brain. You know, obviously.
And also, no title defenses still is a thing for me.
It's still a thing? Yeah, it doesn't count. You're not a champion unless you defend your belt.
No, you're as good as Rashad Evans. You're as good as Lyoto Machida. Like, it means nothing to me. You won the belt one time. No title.
That was Conor.
Yeah.
Conor's never defended the belt.
Ever. Any weight class. Any organization.
Tim Sylvia.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, the only technicality that you might be able to get him in is the Aldo fight. Because he became, I think, Inter when he beat Chad Mendes.
Yeah, I mean,
I would give Tony his defenses when he became – interim. They stripped it from him.
He's fighting all the guys that you could fight. Like, and so I agree.
So technically, Conor did kind of. So yeah, you're right. Lyoto and Rashad.
I'm just saying, like, with no title defenses, I don't take anybody.
I mean, Shogun too.
No, that's what I'm saying. He defended it against Lyoto. Who did he defend it? I know he defended it at least once, but
he won it from Lyoto.
And then
but I wanted him to just have one time, and he could have. Let's be honest, he stayed at 45, and all this other stuff would have never happened.
Peter
Yan, he would have racked up.
Is going to be the next no defense. He's not going to defend his title. Whoever he gets next, which is third.
You're crazy.
Who? Yan's eye.
No. Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's the next not to defend.
Yeah. No. One that's out. Not the same. Out. There's a difference between getting the championship and then losing or something like that. Like, he never – Conor wasn't even trying to defend. Like, at least these guys would go out there and try to fight to try to defend it. You know what I mean? Like, I against a legit number one contender or something like that.
Yeah, I think
Conor won a belt once. I never got to defend it.
Who?
I won a belt once. I never got to defend it. I just rematched the same kid for another belt.
Hey.
Really? That's –
It's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know why.
How does that work?
Do you still have your belt?
Yeah, it's in the back. Right back.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for Khabib's legacy, he's got to get
through. Look at this man.
Yeah.
Look at this man.
I'm sorry, what'd you guys say?
The champ is back.
For our listeners, Mikey brought out the championship belt.
WCCFL or something like that? WCFL, yeah. I had a couple of other friends that fought for them as well.
Nice. Once upon a time. Mike Perry was on there too.
So I don't think we've covered Stipe, DC.
Going to sleep.
Legacy.
Before we go to that,
yeah.
Do you want to talk about the rest of this main card a little bit?
Who else?
We'll start from the bottom. On the main card. What'd you say?
Are you talking about next week or the?
No. The rest of this main card that just happened. Perfect. Just because there was a few things worth talking about.
I don't think we didn't cover Calderwood?
I just wanted to talk about Bobby Green, Lando Venata, and then Calderwood and Maya.
Yeah,
as well. Bobby Green and Venata, man, Bobby Green impressed me. I'm not going to lie. He was looking really good. He's looking sharp. Normally, I would think he would lose a fight like this.
Yeah.
But I'll say that Venata has been, up and down kind of guy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, where he's just inconsistent with his, everything. to think of, he was the guy that came out here on, short notice to fight fucking Tony Ferguson. And he went to fucking town on Tony Ferguson.
True, yeah.
He was whooping Tony Ferguson's ass.
Popped him with a head kick.
Yep. Like, he looked phenomenal, and he never looked like that again. Like, I don't understand how that's possible.
Literally. I mean, he had the spinning wheel kick against McDaniel.
Yeah, but I would have – that was just a spinning – like, not just a spinning wheel kick, but that was, like, the one thing he had. Like, he wasn't even looking like he did versus Tony in that fight. He just caught him with a spinning wheel kick. Like, I've never seen somebody come out versus somebody so high level, like, literally fucked him up. Yes, he lost the fight, but he was fucking him up. And – But he's never looked like that again, and it's just been kind of sad to me.
I mean,
but I like Bobby Green too, so
that's kind of the curse of like what happened to Kelvin a little bit, you know, after the Izzy fight, and just kind of hasn't been the same since then. So
yeah, you got those people that go to the wars, and then all the fights they have after that, a lot of times
aren't enough, man.
Yeah,
they say it takes years off your life sometimes, you know. So yeah, I saw a little bit of that. Good for Bobby Green, man. To get that dub, because that's probably going to help him. I mean,
I think he's on a 3-fight or 2-fight win streak now.
I think you're right.
So I know he's going to be trying to look for, a decent person. Because, him and Bernard are like top 15 guys, maybe right outside of it.
Jesus, he hit him with – Bobby Green hit him with 136 total strikes to not a 64.
Yeah, Bernardo wasn't.
Didn't go that way either, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Whew. I mean, I think it was only a draw because Bernardo threw an illegal strike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Bernardo was doing good in the first fight, right?
Dropped him, yeah.
Yeah. But again, it's just Bernardo's been so inconsistent, it's hard to just know where he would. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, like, he carries himself like he's mentally got it all together. Like, I actually really like
Right. Yeah. Very calm. He convinces
me as a fan that his next best showing, like, he's leveling up. You know, that's how fighting is supposed to go. But, like, he's like, yo, I got some new tricks. Or, like, I'm really, really feeling it. You know, I can't wait to put on a show for you guys. You know, like, he's speeding into existence. And then he fights. And maybe it's just the mentality's not there. Or maybe he's really not, you know, skill-wise up there. You never know.
It's like a false confidence almost, maybe. I don't know. You say it to try to make it
untrue.
But
fought a friend of mine, Matt Favola. You guys should keep an eye out for him.
Favola. Yeah.
I think he's 3-1 in the UFC.
Yeah. He looked really good. He fought one of the guys I like, Jalen Turner, in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And his wrestling is very good.
Jalen can crack, so he had to wrestle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's really good.
Hell yeah.
I think it was at a draw for Lando. I think Lando was a draw. His fight with Lando was a draw. He beat Jalen, and then he beat Luis Pena, barely.
Barely. Yeah, because I'm not going to lie. I think when I was watching that Pena fight, I thought Pena might have won.
The second
when I was watching it. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. It was a close fight. But what you going to do? Hey, man, got to pull that wrestling out, get to work. I mean, put that pace on him. A lot of people can't keep it.
He's a Muay Thai fighter, and
really
in the Venata fight. If you go back and watch it, it's a lot of fun.
Was he a wrestler base?
I'm sure. I mean, I think he's a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. I used to train with him down in Tampa when he was in Tampa, and now he's up at Longo Weidman.
So right. Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. So he's got a good ground game as well, like a really, really good ground game. So, maybe he's trying to be a full mixed martial artist, but, I mean, he spent a good amount of time in Thailand, you know? Yeah. I think he's been there for a few trips. And I felt it. He's definitely got it. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But, he's definitely someone to look out for as well.
Oh,
yeah. Quick thing. I'm not sure if Tony, if you got to play with him yet, but Alon plays with him a lot, Lindell. He just got into the UFC. He's my teammate.
Oh, yeah.
UFC a year ago. Philly Fresh.
Yeah.
Fight coming up. He's fighting Court McGee. So.
Oh, he's going to fight Court McGee. Okay, I'm going to take that back. I was going to say he's going to fuck Court McGee up. Court McGee's a vet. Like, and he's been around. He's not going to be easy to get out of there.
I like
Philly Fresh. He's like super. He's long. He's good with his striking.
Very good boxing. Very good jiu-jitsu as well.
Very good jiu-jitsu. Nice. Yeah, I like him a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So keep an eye out for him. I mean, that's a good debut. You know.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, because he won the contender on the contender series. Got the contract, and he hasn't fought yet.
Yeah, he beat Shabazzian's brother. When you said that.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, he beat Shabazz. Yeah.
Looking at Court McGee, he's on a 2-fight lose streak. A lot of red. last 10 fights.
But he doesn't fight that often either, right? Not that that matters, but.
I'd probably say like 10 times in 7 years.
That's not bad.
Yeah. 6 years, something like that. But, he's a veteran.
You got to get a vet on your name. Like, everybody knows that.
Yeah, man, he really does not finish fights. I mean, here's the thing, though. He doesn't really get finished either.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, McGee's a tough out for
him. Only person to finish him in the UFC was Ponzinibbio.
And Ponzinibbio's a monster.
Okay. Who hasn't fought him almost.
So he says, yeah, that's what I was about to say. A lot of injuries and staff and all this other stuff. You know what I mean?
Walked in the gym. It's crazy how injuries are just like.
Yeah, it'll sideline you. It'll sideline you forever. I mean, even, like, for real.
Even if not, I mean, think about, you know, like, Khabib went through his shit with, you know, the Conor stuff.
He was about to retire.
That was 11 months. And then before he fought Barbosa, I think that was 13 months. That was coming back from injury, I believe. So it's like, these guys will take.
Whitaker, when he fought Izzy, he was out for, like, 18 months or something like that.
Because of his Romero. Romero jacked up his knee, right?
And then other stuff as well.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that. In the first fight, Romero-Whitaker, I think Romero, like, stomped Whitaker's knee in.
Stomped the shit out of his leg. Yeah.
And Whitaker just did that.
He did, like, that oblique kick.
And towards MCL, MCR, I think they just need to cast it. So he'll be fine.
What's the same shit that happened to...
Six-week recovery.
Same shit that happened to Till.
Right.
MCL is blown out, so that might be, like, a year, bro.
No. He said they already said that it's like a 6-week to 8-week recovery.
Really?
And he has to cast it and then let it heal back.
So long.
No, 100%, 100%. And you know I won't say he's a mobile fighter, but you know he's like that kind of like that fake ass bounce shit that he does.
Yeah.
He needs that.
So talk a little bit about I guess Calderwood too.
So
10 days notice, I believe. Kimaev.
Calderwood was supposed to fight Shevchenko. Shevchenko pulled out. Calderwood wants to stay active. She hasn't fought in a minute, too. Like, speaking of fighters haven't been able to fight, but like, you know, they were finna give her a title shot. Let's be honest. This was a gifted title shot to join Calderwood.
For sure.
She was on a 1-fight, 1 streak. She wasn't supposed to be fighting Shevchenko. They don't have anybody else for
anyways,
They don't have anybody for Shevchenko to fight. Fuck it. At least Calderwood's a kickboxer. Maybe it'll be a fun thing.
Yeah.
Calderwood, Shevchenko pulls out for whatever reason. Maybe she can't fly out or whatever. Maybe she got an injury, whatever.
Yeah.
Maya steps in to fight Calderwood on short notice. Calderwood was doing fine on the feet. For some reason, she felt like I think she actually initiated the takedown after she like put her down or dropped her or something. I can't remember exactly, but I know she decided to stay on the ground. And the whole time I'm watching the fight, I'm like, just stand back up. Like, stand back up. Maya's legit on the ground. I've watched Maya since Invicta before she was champion. Mm-hmm. Like, she's legit. She's a legit fighter, and she has great jiu-jitsu. And I just wanted her to stand up. But I'll say this, as much as I talk about Maya's jiu-jitsu, there were times where she was hitting fucking Carter with some nice shots, like hard shots. Like, Carterwood's face was like all red and stuff like that. It wasn't the better chance to stay on the ground, but what are you going to do sometimes? But she got submitted by armbar, clean too. It was fast. Like, she threw that bitch up real quick. Tapped her out. I know Carter was sad because she was right there about to have a title shot. Not that it would have mattered, because Belil Muhammad, I saw his tweet come up right after the fight had happened. He's like, I don't know what you're cheering for, Jennifer Maya. You just won Valentina Shevchenko. Like, relax. Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, like, you're about to go in there with Valentina Shevchenko, and Shevchenko's a monster.
I don't see her losing for a very long time.
Yeah, the only person that's beating her, maybe Weili can't beat her. If Joanna couldn't beat her, Weili can't beat her. Fact.
Maybe Rose, if she goes up.
Rose can't beat her either.
The only person that's going to first. Let's see that fight. Yeah.
Rose and Weili. She faded versus Andrade. And if you fade versus Andrade, you fade versus Weili. Weili's going to fuck you up. Sure. Because she's not going to gas at all. No. That little girl got gas tank for days.
So you got a whole country behind it, bro. Yeah.
100%. All of China. All million, billion of them boys.
Right? Ain't fucking around, man. It's wild. It's the same thing with, like, you know, Amanda's division, unfortunately. Or divisions.
100%. There's nobody.
You can maybe try to get some of the 135ers to come down.
Yeah.
You know, that'll make it interesting, maybe.
Speaking of strawweight, Andrade moving up to face Jessica Ai. At strawweight,
knockout Jessica.
hey, it's the battle of the Jessicas. Put some respect on them, you know what I mean?
Let's see.
I see I going to sleep.
Just lost to another flyweight or strawweight as well with Cynthia Calvillo, moving up as well. She lost to her too. I don't know, it's gonna be tough. The one thing I'll give size, if she can try to keep her at range, stuff like that. I don't think she can. Huh?
What is she good at?
Her boxing exists. Her grappling is not non-existent. Wrestling a little bit. Hey, bro. She's in the UFC. There's no easy fights in the UFC.
That's true. Hey, the fact that she's UFC, she was able to get there. It's just
and Ben Askren.
It sucks. It's just once you get to that, especially in the female division right now, it's hard to compete, man. I mean, if you're just not on that elite level, you're just not going to get there, unfortunately.
Yeah, especially with the girls, because, like, and I guess it's the same way with the guys too.
Same,
like,
with some of the guys.
Unless you're like a legit, like, when you get to the top, you have to be like a legit specialist at least one thing minimum, like, and I'm talking about a straight up specialist, like, and if you're not, like, very rarely can you just be like this super well-rounded guy that becomes champion. Like, you have to be really good at least one thing, and if you're just okay at everything, it's not gonna do. It won't work. And if you're not good at a lot of things too, it's definitely not going to work.
that women's division, I mean, that females, and it's going to be a long time before someone comes. And it's going to have to be somebody young and, you know.
Right. 100%. It's going to have to be somebody that we didn't.
That's coming up. You're going to have to see them come up in the UFC. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, like, Maya is – I would consider her a specialist on the ground, but Shevchenko is just so good everywhere. Like, you might be really good on the ground. Good luck getting me there, though, because I'm going to piece your ass up at range. You try to shoot at me, I'm going to let you eat a knee real quick, probably shake you off, and then keep you on the feet. And then even if you take me down to the ground, I'm not fucking, you know, Joe and Calderwood. You ain't going to just tap me on this easy.
Well,
no offense.
The women's division, I think, needs Khamzat. They need a comp.
Yeah, yeah. Or Sean O'Malley. Come in. They need somebody to come in and shake up a division, and they're just trying to transfer girls from this weight class to this weight class to this weight class.
I think unfortunately, that those divisions won't be interesting for fans, I feel like, until that happens. Because
it's not 100%. Enough, so. It's just going to have one girl dominating until.
Yeah. CM Punk drops weight. He fights Amanda Nunes, 145. And
Amanda would knock him out.
100%. 100%.
Hear me out. Mackenzie Dern goes to Thailand for a year.
And does nothing. She sunbathes. She sunbathes on the beach. She takes a lot of pictures. She takes a lot of pictures because they be saying she don't be training. They say she takes a lot of pictures.
Jiu-Jitsu black belt and then Muay Thai?
Define marketability.
Everybody simps over her.
Everybody what?
Simp. Simping. It's the new 2020.
This is a new thing.
Culture.
Simping and
simping is buying an OnlyFans.
Glizzy Gladiators?
Glizzy Gladiators?
I don't know if you've heard what that is.
I know what Glizzies are, but.
Okay. It's weird. But yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, again, Dern is she's already a specialist for the ground. Her striking is what needs to work. So,
it doesn't happen right away, but Thailand will get you there.
Yeah, but she'd have to go for a full year.
Yeah,
just to get her in the right direction. I'd write.
Yeah. Just a thought.
I mean, hey, they got to reinvent some shit, because if not, again, they're gonna have
to they need to start signing some more girls, but obviously in this day and age, like, it's gonna be tough to like go around but some of these girls, you know, maybe they can come off the Contender Series. I'm pretty sure the Ultimate Fighter is getting ready to come back and whatnot too, so
well, Dana said it's gonna be a while probably before
I know they want to bring it back,
yeah, for sure. They have to work out the logistics of.
Yeah, but at least with Contender Series, we have something.
Yes.
You know, where we could try to filter out some new blood.
I agree. Well, let's move on. I think, what do we have? August 15th, right?
August 8th. Let's cover just at least the most popular fight. I got it pulled up right now.
Is that what it's August 8th?
This week is Lewis. Olenek. Right, yeah.
But, I mean, some of the fights that kind of stand out for me, I love Tim Means. I don't know too much about Stroffley, but
I've never really seen Stroffley, I don't think.
Yeah. And then there's Benil Dariush. He's coming back to fight Scott.
I love Dariush. Yeah. Ooh, that's going to be a good one. Oh, that's a good one. I like Hot Sauce.
For those fights.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully is very good.
I think I got – if Dariush needs to take him down, Dariush has been getting knocked out a lot, I think. Or, like, the striking has been the –
crazy because he's so good everywhere.
He is. He really is. But I think if I had to give Dariush, like, again, back on the like specialty stamp, I would say Dariush is better on the ground than he is on the feet. A lot of his problems has been coming for him on the feet.
This is a big one because I hate seeing his downfall, and I never thought I'd be a fan of him. But Chris Weidman coming back against Omari Akhmedov, which is, I think, is a
perfect fight. He loses to Omari Akhmedov. He retires. I'm not saying he loses.
He loses
to Omari Akhmedov. He should retire.
Let's put it like this. Why did he fight killers?
Don't care.
Nonstop.
Don't care. He's going down easy now. If he loses to Omari Akhmedov, he should retire. This isn't about making fun of him or anything like that.
Give the guy a break.
Huh?
Mustafi, Romero, Reyes. Am I missing someone?
Who did he lose the belt to?
Well, it wasn't Herman. Did Hermanson fight him? He lost the belt.
No, he never lost to Hermanson.
The Rockhold.
Okay, so he got finished by Rockhold.
Yeah.
He got finished by Romero.
Yep.
He got finished by Reyes.
Crazy.
He got finished like at this point, it's not him. Once you start getting knocked out easier, you just start getting knocked out easier.
Yeah.
No, your brain will literally shut you off. To protect you from damage.
I hope I never. But is that a fact?
Right. Yes, it is a fact.
Yeah, for sure.
Once you get knocked out, it becomes easier for you to get knocked out because your brain will shut you off to make sure you don't take any more damage.
It's like the bladder effect. Like, you know, when you go pee, when you break the seal, like legitimately your bladder becomes weaker after that. So like if you just drink something like not nearly as much as what you were drinking, it'll give you the sensation to have to go pee more because you kind of broke the seal. Your bladder's just more sensitive. It's the same thing with him. Those nerves and all that too in your brain, exactly that. It's once it realizes that it doesn't want to take that sort of damage or impact, it just shuts it off because it thinks it's
going to get that damage again.
You know what I'm saying? This isn't good. No, I'm shutting this off.
But
last win, Gastelum? And
before that, it was
Vitor Belfort.
Yeah,
I'm trying to pull it up for some reason. He's not registering when I click his record. Maybe I went to whatever. That's sad. Likable.
Yeah, I totally forgot about this card.
Way more likable than his
best. Yeah, there's fights every week.
Every week.
Yeah. Derek Lewis is gonna win. I'm sorry, he's not getting subbed.
Oh man. Yeah. Weidman lost to Reyes, Souza. These are all finishes as well. Reyes, Souza. He was losing to Gastelum, but he came back. Musasi, Yoel Romero, Luke Rockhold. All KO, TKOs.
Mm. Yeah, brutal one.
Within the one with Rockhold was in the fourth round, and the other four were within the three rounds. And I'm sure most of those were main events for him, or not most of them, but I know he main evented versus Reyes. He got finished. He main evented versus Gastelum. He beat Gastelum. He was either like the third fight or something when he fought Souza. Souza finished him. Like these are tough. Like, and again, like I said, once you get finished that first time, it just becomes easier, and that's just like proven facts right there. Like he wasn't getting finished ever. Like, and he was taking shots. Like obviously he was doing more when he was fighting some of these other guys like Anderson and.
Well, you don't even have to get necessarily finished. I mean, remember Chuck Liddell? Chuck Liddell was getting clipped a lot, had an iron chin, and then Rashad Evans hit him with that overhand and fucking.
And I'll say this, it's not even just the getting finished, like we were talking about before too, like the guys that go to war, like once you go to war, something, you lose something, it feels like. Some people, they can survive it for as long as they can, some people can't, and they just like start to fall off from after that war point.
Well, remember after Stipe, after the Francis fight, people were saying, man, he's...
No, I know, like, and again... He hasn't fought since. I guess he fought DC twice. DC twice.
I mean, even that first fight, they say, you know, he lost a lot. He might have lost his chin because of that war that he had with Francis.
And then in the second fight, he was losing the second fight, too.
He's had some battles, man. That guy's had his chin tested throughout his
career. So. And also, like, to be fair to Stipe, you know, he got knocked out early in his career, like versus like Stefan Struve or something, like something random as fuck. It was either Stefan Struve or Matt Mitrione. If it wasn't Stefan Struve, then it was Matt Mitrione. But somebody like random knocked him out early.
Matt Mitrione's that random guy that knocked.
Like early. I want to say it was Stefan Struve. Like, now I got to look it up.
Really? I thought it was Stefan Struve.
Talking about Stipe?
Yeah.
I think it was Struve.
Was it?
Yeah. 2013 or 12.
Let's see it.
Yeah, so it was early in his career.
Confirmed?
See it.
No, not confirmed yet. I'm pulling it up.
It's crazy because I've seen Struve look killer, and then I've seen him get
crazy. Right. Exactly. Another like Venata-esque style of thing where it's like especially the thing with Struve is, he's so big, and he has so many advantages. He has, like, the most advantages almost ever. Like, but it's just – and I hate seeing tall guys with no jab. It literally drives me crazy. Like, how – not even tall, just lanky. Like, if you're lanky and you can't jab, what are you doing? Go play basketball. Stop being out here. Like, you can't be that long and not have a jab because you don't have power shots.
I do like seeing tall guys getting folded, though.
Because when they get fought, they fall for James Vick, they fall for a minute.
Cody McKenzie.
Oh yeah. Oh no, but people hated Cody McKenzie, bro. They couldn't wait to see him get fucked up.
You just look at him. It just looks like he like insults the fighter stigma.
Yeah. Stefan Struve KO'd him.
He made it to the UFC.
Stefan KO'd him in 2012.
So he beat Matt Mitrione?
Yeah, he must have beat Matt Mitrione.
He's beaten everyone except for Struve and DC. And in JDS.
Well, he beat DC. Fight.
Was that?
Yeah. He's won all of his rematches. I don't think he's ever been to a trilogy with anyone before. So that'll be interesting. And in a scenario with DC, who's like won all of his rounds except for like 30 seconds of the last fight. You know, it'll be interesting to see how DC comes in changed. My biggest issue for DC is what he looks like when he gets in there, because I know that he was on I was listening to him on the podcast with Ariel. He said he was at 237. And he looks leaner, which he needs to be leaner.
Yeah.
And I know he was going through it, like I believe one of his parents had just passed or something when he fought Stipe the
second time.
Okay. And he was looking real big. And
I think he said he wanted to be heavier too for that fight.
Yeah, but that's not it. That's not
it. Didn't work out. I mean, it's not the move. Yeah.
No, being big ain't gonna help you. Like, it'll help you, but just being fat won't help you. Exactly. No offense.
Yeah.
I need you to be a healthy big, like not a come in and chunk you. What'd you say, Mike?
Well, I mean, heavyweight, I think you get away with a lot. You know, I feel like
100%. It's not the same as the lightweight or welterweight. You got to be that man, that lightweight. What the hell is that behind you?
I feel like the skills are a little bit suppressed.
For people who can't,
the weight classes go up. You know,
Mikey's over here playing with his Zoom settings here, getting every sort of background possible.
Anyways, I hate to break it to you boys. I'll talk to you next week about it and this week about it. But DC's going to win and retire and glide onto the sunset. And then...
You think Stipe retires if he loses?
He's old, though. He's like 35, 36.
Yeah, 35, 36.
I mean, that's not horrible, though. Brunson's
in the fight, though. I mean, Francis is not going
to... It would just be Francis. Yeah, and good luck, I guess. Like, I think Francis is still in killer mode, so, like...
Francis gets the interim title when they,
Well, if they both retire, then, yeah, Francis, whoever he fights for the...
If they both retire, then Francis is champion. Don't care. Yeah. The first person he fights is a title defense. I don't care about what anybody else says. If they both retire.
DC wins, he retires.
Yes, but that's already guaranteed.
He's not going to rush.
He's not going to want to go out like that, though.
DC or Francis?
Stipe. Stipe's not going to go off on a loss to DC. Like, DC can retire, win or lose. Don't matter. Because he was already set to retire anyway. And they wanted him to do the trilogy. He wasn't necessarily searching for the trilogy.
Do you think if DC wins, he vacates the belt, Francis fights for the belt, he's going to fight somebody because I don't think they'll let
him. He'll fight Stipe. Him and Stipe, yeah.
You think they'll without a doubt. Fight?
See, who else you want to put in there? Curtis Blaydes? Fuck out of here.
I figured they'd give somebody a shot with Francis.
There's literally only Curtis Blaydes.
So he finishes Curtis Blaydes for the third time.
Finish him twice.
Then Stipe fights Francis for the belt.
I could see that. He might want to take time off, especially if he goes to another, like, if he goes to, like, a good brawl with Cormier.
Yeah. So.
I was watching this thing that Chael was talking about. And when Roy Nelson and Mitrione fought the first time, it was a one-sided fight. You know, Roy Nelson hit him in the first round, but that was a bigger cage.
Yeah.
In the second fight, which is in Bellator, which I think is a smaller cage.
I believe so.
There's a big difference. Mitrione won that fight.
Yeah. And to be fair, Mitrione has been in a bit of a better, like, he's been in a more of an upward trajectory a little bit. Since he's went to Bellator over right now.
Stipe's complaining about the small cage.
Yeah, he's worried that DC is going to be on his ass. And DC already said, I'm not even coming here. He's like, I'm telling you, I know. He's like, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going in here to fight him like I fought him in the other fight. He's like, I'm about to be on his ass. He better bring his wrestling shoes. I'm taking him down. I'm going to be on his ass. And he said, I'm going to be on his ass the whole fight. It's not going to be like any of the other fights. If y'all looking for that, don't look for that.
I'm kind of a hypocrite when it comes to this because I hate Land Prey, decision wins, wrestling styles, but I just love DC.
I feel like he's never he's he doesn't always lay in prey a lot of times when he uses his wrestling.
He hasn't really laid in prey anybody except for Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
Good point.
He fought Anderson Silva on that short notice, and to be fair, the first time they stood up, Anderson kicked that man in the kidneys, and he was like, oh, shit, I gotta poop. And then he just was like.
I ain't dealing with that no more.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and then he just took him back down and get like, oh, fuck that. I'm just keep doing this, Dad.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah. I just feel how I felt when I watched Anderson Silva in his prime. There will never be another fight.
I 100%. Yeah.
Jon Jones doesn't have that aura of mystique. I just feel like he's taken that away from us.
He did. He used to. But it's not the same.
I was
thing,
the though. Most hardcore Anderson Silva fan ever. It took me a week to get over Anderson Silva losing. And I know that might be lame.
When he got knocked out
by Wyman, it fucked me up because you have so much belief as a fan in some of the fighters. Like, you're like, this guy can never lose. Like, and I was that was probably the last time I was really a diehard fan of anyone, because after that, people started losing, people started retiring. GSP had retired because he's like, fuck that shit. And because he got lucky with getting out of there on Johnny Hendricks, because Johnny Hendricks beat GSP. I don't care what anybody says.
A Jew stopped Johnny Hendricks.
I don't care. Johnny Hendricks beat GSP. But that was the last time I was a really big fan of anybody was Anderson, and it really, really did hurt my feelings when he lost to Chris Weidman. I hated Chris Weidman for a long time.
me too.
And then he fought him again, and then got his.
But see, like, I didn't feel bad the second time. That was just hard to watch because, like,
the leg
when it happened, you just see Weidman, not Weidman. You see him kick him. You see Anderson fall. The camera cuts away, and then we're like, hold on. What just happened? They replayed it. We kind of didn't really were paying attention. So we, like, zoomed it in on the screen and, like, got everybody, like, stood up and we got on the screen. All right, run the clip. And then you just see that leg just go. And then it just starts. And I'm just like,
I saw it when it happened, bro. I was.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. When his, like that bottom part of his leg just snapped. That was terrible.
And I remember I was working at the Yale House at the time. And I was so mad when he lost the first time because I was one of those – I was a huge Anderson fan, and I was mad that he kept, like, getting so cocky. I'm like, please, don't get cocky.
I know. This was
doing that dumb shit. I was like, just fight, man. Just fight your fight. And
this was the most arrogant I had ever seen him.
Yep.
Like, it was crazy.
Yep.
Like, doing the fucking, like, little dance and shit. I was like, what's going on right here? Why is he trying? Maybe he was just trying to get him to strike him so that he could try to counter him for something because he was worried about the wrestling. But it was crazy. I don't know if I'll ever feel like I felt about Anderson about anyone.
I agree. Between him and GSP at that time when I was like.
Right. That was like the peak. Heavy. That was the peak of fandom. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had a little bit of that mystique when I watched Connor. I used to be a big fan of Connor.
I used to. Featherweight Connor, 100%. He was the closest I got to getting back to that level. Yeah. Then he started doing all the shit he did afterwards. It's gone now.
He was more entertaining than I mean, Anderson Silva was very entertaining.
I would say Connor was right there. Like, he was on the brink of becoming the featherweight GOAT, without a doubt. Some people even still call him featherweight GOAT. That's retarded to me.
Sorry, Frankie Edgar at the time, and that would have been a bloodbath. I'm sorry, I don't see a world now that Frankie Edgar would have beat ever.
Not now, yeah, but I'd say then that was still closer to Frankie Edgar's prime, and he was still wrestling strong then.
I'm sorry, Brian Ortega knocked him out like a year or two later.
Agreed. And Conor McGregor probably would have. That was prime Conor. Like, that was like prime. Conor was starching everybody at 45. Everybody. After he beat Aldo, I was like, there's nobody that's fucking with Conor.
It probably would have been Max. I mean, Max would have probably earned his own rematch. You know?
Eventually, yeah. But
Conor
at 45?
But I don't know.
I still would have went with him because Conor at 45, he's that good. Conor against anybody that's his size or bigger, tougher match.
Different, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think right now, again, like what we were saying earlier, you know, the Khamzats and the Sugar Sean.
Right, exactly. We need new guys in some of these weight classes that are super shallow. That's why everybody was so excited for Thiago Santos and Dominic Reyes as they were starting to come through, like, heavyweight, because we needed new blood and Anthony Smith and some of these other guys.
Dominic didn't look horrible. You know, he still
has... My opinion, he beat John Jones. That's just my opinion. When I watched the fight, I thought, he beat John Jones. John Jones needed to finish him, and he didn't.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I feel like if John Jones had kept it on his feet after he blew out... if he never blew out Thiago Santos's leg and they would have kept striking just on the feet, Thiago Santos would have knocked him out. I believe it. With a blown out leg, Thiago Santos was putting the fucking puzzle. That's without being able to move. He was putting hands on him. How you let somebody hit you that can't move good?
Yo, John Jones is showing up for a paycheck. He ain't trying to do He's not going to do amazing things anymore. It's very clear.
He's not. Yeah, 100%. He's just out here trying to get that money.
Which honestly might be his downfall. That's why, I mean, maybe it's good that he's not fighting Francis yet, because he can't do that with Francis.
No, again, I already called it. Francis knocks him out if they fight. On God, because you better get that. You better get that first hit. You better pray to God you get that takedown. Because if Francis hits him one time, it's out.
Rumble's chance is better than Francis.
Get the fuck out of here, Rumble! Rumble tried to wrestle DC. Don't talk to me about Rumble. Get the fuck out of here. He gave his backup twice.
He's coming back. Supposedly, he's trying to come back.
Yeah,
did that for 2 years.
He said it for a while.
Who else is fighting Lewis is fighting Olenek, right?
Yeah, Olenek. Yeah.
I mean, you know, that.
Who are we going? Yeah. We're all going to Olenek, right?
Black B.
Yeah. I mean, I like Derek Lewis always. I'm Black always staying for that guy. I'm always going for him to just knock somebody out. But if most likely he's going to gas and Olenek will get the dub.
If Olenek gets him down, Olenek submits him, without a doubt.
Yeah.
When was the last time that, I mean, he got submitted by DC, I guess?
No, but, like, obviously, if Verdum's probably leaving UFC and going to Bellator, right? He said he said he didn't like the contract. He was ready to retire from UFC after this fight. This is the last fight of his contract. He said he would like to fight Bader again. But, I mean, he already worked with Scott Coker before. Scott Coker loves working with anybody that used to be in Strike Force.
Verdum would get knocked out this time.
Verdum would take him down and submit him. Just like he did Alex.
No,
he's relax. Y'all better chill out. He's gonna get Alexander. Is it?
Gator has a ground game.
Does he?
He's
still people. Still?
Oh. Bro, still here's the thing. Look. Mr. Chael P didn't take down.
Get the fuck out of here. Chael sold that fight, bro.
Who's better wrestling, Chael P or Werdum?
Chael sold Santos that fight. I don't care what anyone says.
Are you on some other shit right now?
Whatever. He was. Yes, the speed, bro, the tenacity.
Seen John Jones rocked or wobbled. All
right. My man was still getting outstruck with a blown out leg. What are you talking about right now? History. He was
very impressive, but he still held an L and he hasn't fought since. So
agreed. He blew his fucking legs out. What do you want? That man stood still.
How long has it been now?
How do you stand still and outbox somebody? Please explain to me that. Like, how do you press it back against the cage and like,
I'm surprised,
come get it? Like, and then he just fought, like, do everything he could, reset, get back to the cage so that just in case I have to like put some pressure on this shit, I got something leaning against, come back over here, and then I charge you again.
I've been watching John Jones for over a decade.
I've watched every John Jones fight ever.
And
the problem with John Jones right now, it's every fight is just getting harder for him, it feels like. He did do much better versus Gustafson the second time, but Gustafson hasn't looked the same in a long time.
But he bodied Gustafson the second time. It was bad.
He did. But like after that, like it just seems like he's just having, and then also I'm gonna say it's his motivation. I don't know why he started doing what he was doing now. Obviously he wanted to fight Francis in the super fight and he wants to get paid more than what he gets paid to fight at light heavyweight, which is understandable because y'all can play games y'all want to and act like him and Francis isn't a fucking huge fight. That's a huge fight because Francis, if this was the WWE, Francis is the goddamn Intercontinental Champion. He might not be the fucking heavyweight champion. He's a fucking Intercontinental Champion. You got to come get that belt from him. You know what I mean? And
cruiserweight.
Say what?
Cruiserweight champion.
I mean, you can call him what you want to. There's several belts out here.
Yeah.
Tag team champion. European belt, champion, yeah. Hardcore champion, whatever you want to call him. He's one of them.
I guess we'll see kind of what the next big fight is, right? Because, I mean, right now they've done October 24th for Khabib.
Yeah.
Usually that last card of the year is fucking pretty decent. So maybe they can work it out and – allow this man to have a decent training camp for Francis. If because at this point, I think that's really what is that the only chip that hasn't fallen when it comes to this renegotiation? Like, Jorge got his fight. Who else was having this? Connor's probably the only other one, but he wasn't really money. It's just more.
Yeah.
And then yeah. Johnny was the other guy. So, you know, maybe they can do something and work something out like they did with Masvidal.
Yeah. Maybe. Hopefully. Because I would like to see
We need to see that fight. That fight needs to happen.
I would love to see it. Like, that is a super fight. Again, yes. Like,
I think Santos knocks out Ngannou.
Oh. I'd love to see that fight.
I'm not saying silly stuff, bro. You watch the fight. Who's playing?
I'm there. John Jones won.
Who hit harder?
Okay, John Jones won.
Who hit harder, though?
What do you mean?
Who was hitting harder? Against?
Bro, every time John Jones fights, he gets punched in the shoulder. Watch his promo. We've known this.
I guess.
The last person to tag him up was DC and Gus.
Even Reyes. Reyes. I'm going to say, but Reyes has better size on him.
Like, dude.
Santos is a small defense. Oh, it's, I remember that. He's like, oh shit.
Everyone's like, oh.
And then he ran away. He ran away after that. I recall, because he was like, run away. And then he turned back around. And then he reset.
It wasn't quite a Gustafson reset.
It was pretty close. It was pretty close.
Gustafson
Gustafson has the worst reset because he actually just runs away. Like, he's not even like a runaway to reset. It's like a legit runaway.
Conda had a runaway for a little bit.
I don't recall Conda ever running.
Yeah?
Huh?
Yeah.
Against Nick Diaz.
Why would he run from Nick Diaz? Nick Diaz wasn't...
Did the whole fight.
I mean, he hit him with those vicious leg kicks, if you recall. Vicious, they said, on air.
Mm-hmm.
Like vicious.
That. Well, boys, is there anything else we can cover?
I think
we're good for today, yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, lifers, appreciate y'all hanging out. I hope you enjoyed us talking shit and just kind of recapping. And hopefully we get to see all these fights that we keep fantasizing about.
That's for real. Yeah, that's what we're doing right now, just fantasizing about fights.
Hopefully this card. I'm hoping for that Derek Lewis fight, man. I hope it ends in fireworks. Because
heavyweight's been struggling.
Well, everybody, sayonara. Check you on the next episode.